it's 4-4 and he makes that breakaway save in the third. How big was that?
That was huge. You know, he's made those plays for us all year. He's when the game's on the line and we need a big save, it seems like he's always coming up with them. And that breakaway save was huge for us last night.
I don't know how many 24-year-old goalies have that kind of mental ability to shake off three in the first. Is it, how unusual do you think that is?
He's very mentally strong, and that's huge for a goalie. You know, that mental side of the game is really big. And you know, he seems like he's got that unshakable confidence when he's on. And you know, right now, you know, I feel like if he feels he lets in a couple ones he should have had, I mean, he sticks with it and he's going to make those big saves for us later in the game.
Brian, how would you describe the game that we saw from Dustin tonight?
I mean, he's got that ability to take games over, and when he's feeling it, you know, he's one of those guys that can be unstoppable out there. You know, not just scoring big goals, but making big hits. And, yeah, I mean, you saw last night, he was a force out there.
How much do you guys feed off of
that?
Or can you?
You know, for me personally, I love seeing when he's playing well like that. He's fun to watch. He gets the excitement on the bench and in the building going. You know, he just has that presence out there that he's going to do something, whether it's throw a big hit or, you know, saw he had a couple of really big goals for us last night. So every time he's on the ice, he's dangerous.
I know that he said that during the regular season especially, he likes to keep things light in the room and he thinks that's part of his job. When you look at the scenario that you guys were in last night after the first, that personality or that, you know, can that help a group like you guys?
Yeah.
Someone like that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, he's been there before. He's won the Stanley Cup, and he's been through all the ups and downs of what that's like. And you know, to see him, you know, come in, you know, between periods and still be loose, and you know, just telling us to believe, you know, that's big coming from him. Everyone listens to what he has to say, and you see a guy like that, still relaxed and confident that we can come back in that game and then go out and be a leader and be a threat out there. You know, that gets the whole team going.
Before he signed that deal, though, Brian, I mean, he was a bit of a lightning rod in this city where a lot of people were saying, maybe do you move a guy like that? But is that baffling to even think that was a consideration back then? And could you imagine him playing anywhere else but here at this point?
For me, that's hard to see because there's only one Dustin Byfuglien, and you want him on your team. You see games like last night, and you can't imagine what it'd be like playing against him as a player, and you're glad he's on your team. And like I said, there's only one of him. You can't really compare him to anyone. He's his own person out there.
What are the things that make him that, like, that there's only one of in this league?
Just the way he plays the game. I mean, he's a defenseman, but he's got, you know, so many offensive tools. He's aggressive. He joins the rush. He's not afraid to jump in the play. And he steps up on guys. I mean, if he catches some guy with their head down, you know, he's going right over top of him. So he just the way he plays the game, how physical he is, and his ability to score big goals like that, it's just, you know, like I said, you're glad he's on your team.
There's been 20 goals in the last two games and a couple empty netters, but, like, with the two Vezina nominees, what does that say about the way this series has gone so far, that there's been that much offense?
Well, the thing is, the goalies are still playing well. They're still making unbelievable saves. I think it's just you know, a testament to the two teams. There's a ton of skill on both teams, and the ability to score goals is you know, really significant in this series. And you know, you're seeing those big goals and lots of them, but you're also seeing, you know, big saves by each goalie. So it's kind of a combination of that.
Is expecting a desperate group tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably pretty upset over there today, and they're going to come out tomorrow and give us everything they have, and we expect that. I think we're gonna try and be ready to you know, have a better first period and have a better start than we did yesterday, and give ourselves a chance.
In your pro career, Brian, where did yesterday rate?
Right up there. I mean, everything this postseason is kind of a new experience for me. So, I mean, that was one of the crazier comeback games I've ever been a part of.